It came through at night while no one was here, and it came through at the height of the shop. It'd be 3 foot at the most. So it went right through the shop and the sheds, and the house only got 6 inches through because it's up higher, but yeah.
Walking through, if you have a look around, it doesn't seem like there's too much damage, but what type of damage did you encounter?
Well, it's damaged a lot of the wooden furniture, the antique sort of furniture like that. It's damaged a lot of my showcases and old motors and that sort of thing. They'll need a fair bit of work just to get them back to make them saleable again.
So you've already taken a lot of the stuff to the tip or sent it off?
I've sent a lot off to the tip because it was just ruined, completely ruined. So we've done 3 or 4 truckloads and 2 or 3 tandem trailer loads to the tip, and there's still more happening.
What type of things did you have to send off? Was there anything particularly valuable?
A lot of paperwork didn't handle the flood at all, so there was lots of books, and I had a lovely collection of early comics, and I lost all of them.
What era were they from?
50s and 60s, and yeah, there might have been 1,000 copies, so they're all gone.
And I can imagine the old documents and old photos and things like that.
All the old bookwork I had, the old newspapers and all that sort of thing is just, yeah, all gone. Yeah.
And there's a lot of glass cabinets around, so I suppose they would have looked a bit like fish tanks around the shop.
They still look a bit like fish tanks. There's china and everything been floating around in them, and yes, it's going to be a huge job to clean up.
Was there anything particularly precious that you saved?
Well, I've got a selection of nice old woodworking tools that was in a cabinet, and it was just above the height of the flood level, so it was lovely that they didn't get damaged. Yes, very nice.
I suppose it'll be a while till you recover and get back to normal, given that you've had to throw out a lot of things. Were you insured?
I weren't insured, no, so it's just straight loss. Yeah, I don't know if I would have had flood insurance anyhow if I were insured.
And I suppose it's hard to put a value on an antique shop, given that most of the things are second-hand and a lot of the things you would buy quite cheaply, but they're worth quite a bit.
Yes, yeah, it's not easy to put a value on the loss, but we sat down last night and did a bit of an add-up, and it's sort of between 50 and 60,000. So it's going to take a while to recover that.